Alright, we will continue with Adoin Olam. I know this is the sixth shiur on Adoin Olam. And B'lin Neder, we will finish Adoin Olam today. Needless to say, we have barely scratched the surface. But it's endless, mamash endless, of what lies in these words. So we're at the last two lines of Adoin Olam. We say like this: V'yodoy afki druchi ve'es ishan ve'o'ira. Into his hand I shall entrust my spirit when I go to sleep, and I shall awaken. With my spirit shall my body remain. Hashem is with me, I shall not fear. That was the literal translation. So, let's go back to that first line. V'yodai Afkidruchi, in his hand, I entrust my spirit. Be'ez ishan, when I go to sleep, ve'o'ira, and I shall awaken. Now, if you look in, there are different sidurim. There is, in some sidurim, the word ishan, as in this sidur, the word ishan is written with a pasach under the shin, Be'ez ishan ve'o'ira. There are other sidurim where there's a kametz, Be'ez ishan ve'o'ira. Now there's a big difference between ishan and ishan, and just in general in Lashon Kodesh, you'll sometimes find the same word with a kametz and with a pasach. The difference, what the kametz represents, is the kametz is a period. So you'll find in whenever a word is written, like the word Mitzrayim, for example, right? The word Mitzrayim, when it's in the middle of a pasuk, it will be written Mitzrayim with a pasuk under the resh. If it's at the end of a pasuk, it will be written Mitzrayim with a kametz under it. Sometimes in the middle of the pasuk you'll find Mitzrayim, but that will only be by Asnachta. Asnachta is like a comma. Also, it represents the end of a phrase. So that's what a kometz represents. Just the definition of the words, Pasach and kometz. Pasach means open. Kometz means closed. Right? So when something is coming to a closing, a kometz is used. When it's still open, that's when a pasach is used. So, it seems that this is the middle of a phrase, right? V'yotcha afkidruchi, I entrust my spirit in your hand. V'yodai afkidruchi, I entrust my spirit in his hand. Ve'es ishan, when I go to sleep. V'o'ira, and I shall awaken. So, there are two translations of, two ways of how to understand this. Actually, three. Just the poshut pshat. One pshat is, as Art Scroll interprets it right here, I shall entrust my spirit in his hand when I go to sleep. Stop. That's when I entrust my spirit in his hand. V'o'ira, and then I shall awaken. It's because I entrust my soul with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I entrust it with someone who is Nema, someone who is trustworthy. So he gives it back to me in the morning. So according to Art Scroll's definition, it should be written with a kometz. Because I entrust my soul in his hand when I go to sleep. V'o'ira is already the next thing, and I shall awaken. But for some reason, our school writes a Pasach, and then they interpret it differently. The other translation, which will help us understand the Pasach, is we entrust our soul with Hashem both when we are sleeping and when we are awake. So this is all one long phrase. Both when I'm asleep and when I'm awake, then that's where the Pasach comes in. If you interpret it that way, the Shla HaKadosh says that the Kometz is right, but for a different reason. He says that the way this is supposed to be phrased is B'yaday Avkidruchi Be'es Isha. I entrust my soul in his hand when I go to sleep. That's how the Shalach Kodesh says. It goes, V'a'irav belongs to the next phrase. V'a'irav imruchi givyasi. If I awake and I find my spirit with my body, then I know that Hashem leave la'irav. Then I know that Hashem is with me and I have nothing to be afraid of. So according to the Shalach, Be'es Ishan is really the end of the phrase. And that's why a kometz is what is appropriate. And Va'iro goes on to the next sentence. Reb Zisha used to emphasize the importance of a person going to sleep properly, meaning that a person, before one goes to sleep, one needs to make at least a brief cheshbon ha-nefesh of how his day went, how his or her day went. A person needs to do tshuva before one goes to sleep. We need to realize that we are entrusting our neshama with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not behemoths, we're not animals that just go to sleep and expect to wake up in the morning. We are people with seichel, with understanding, with the understanding that there is accountability. Every night our neshama ascends and is accountable for the actions of the previous day. So it's necessary for a person to go to sleep like a mensch. Rebbe Zisha said, "I'm a leitzach via mensch, shtayt benof a mensch. I'm a leitzach via afed, shtayt benof afed." He said that if you go to sleep like a person, you get up like a person. If you go to sleep like a horse, you get up a horse. So biyodai avkidruchi be'es ishan. If at the time we go to sleep, there's an understanding of biyodai avkidruchi that I am entrusting my soul to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and as a result, I feel accountable for my actions throughout the day. Ve'o'ira, that is how I am going to wake up the next morning. The ve'o'ira is dependent on the ve'yodai avkidruchi. Actually, in the Sforim HaKadoshim, Sifrei Kabbalah, there's actually some very scary things that are said about the time that a person is sleeping. person's neshama, person's ruach, departs from the person. And depending on how the person conducts themselves, there are evil powers out there that can actually have access to the person's neshama. And this is why we make a bracha every morning, shelo yosani goy. Once a person is born a Jew, right? You say one shelo yosani goy for a lifetime. Why do we have to make a shelo yosani goy? A bracha Hashem, that Hashem did not make me a goy. Why do I have to make that bracha every morning? Because there is a danger that a person's neshama can be replaced with the neshama of a goy. So every morning that we wake up in the morning, we have the neshama of a yid, we have to make a new bracha, shalei yosani goy. So how does one guarantee that they will wake up the next morning with the neshama of a yid? The way to guarantee that is to consciously entrust our neshama with the Rabbi Nishalei. If we consciously do that, the Rabbi Nishleilam is a Shomer. Rabbi Nishleilam becomes our Shomer, the one we entrusted our Neshama with, and the Rabbi Nishleilam is a trustworthy Shomer. So therefore, we are guaranteed that our Shomer is going to do the job that we've given him. But that requires that we consciously entrust our neshama with the Rabbi Nishleilam. So, according to that, these last two phrases take on a new meaning. B'yodoy af kedruchi, in his hand I consciously entrust my soul. Beis isha, when I go to sleep. So, ve'a'ira, when I wake up in the morning, ve'imruchi k'viyasi, and I find that my body still has the Yiddish neshama. Do you know why I was so successful? Because Hashem li. Because Hashem was there for me. So therefore I have nothing to fear. I don't have to fear that my neshama will be grabbed away by some chitzainim, sitra achra. Because biyadayav kidruchi, I entrusted my neshama with the Rebbe Nishleilam as a trustworthy shimer. Hashem li, v'la'ira, I have nothing to fear. It's interesting that we use the words "biyodai af kedruchi." I, in his hand, I place my ruach, my spirit. We don't use the word neshama. Biyodai af kednishmasi. I don't say nafshi. We say biyodai af kedruchi. Now, if you recall, when we learned the bracha v'dekai neshama shanasata bi, I explained the difference between the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. Just briefly, a person has a nefesh, which is the soul of life. That soul is the same that an animal has, same as any living creature has. It's a soul of life. And that's a nefesh. That is what departs from a person when the person dies. Then the body is left without the living soul. Then there is the neshama. Then there's the ruach. The ruach is the spirit which resides in the person's brain, that is the soul that has bechira. That's the soul that has free choice. The nefesh has no free choice. An animal has a nefesh too. A goy has a ruach also. A goy has free choice. A goy has seichel. That's something that Jews and non-Jews have alike. Then there's the neshama. Neshama is a chelek of the kamimal, is part and parcel of the Rebbeinu Shleiman himself. That is unique to Klal Yisrael. That's the nefesh, ruach, neshama. What is accountable after 120 years is only the ruach. The nefesh never had free choice. The neshama doesn't have free choice. The neshama is godly. It's the ruach that is the neshama that has free choice. That is what is accountable after 120, and that's what's accountable every night. So what ascends every night to give account to give a din v'cheshbon, to stand in judgment every night, is the ruach. So v'yodai afkid ruchi. It's in his hand that I entrust my ruach. Rambam in Hilchas Tkiyas Shofar gives a reason for Tkiyas Shofar after saying that obviously we only blow Shofar because Hashem told us to do so. That's really the only reason why we blow Shofar. However, says the Rambam, there is we're always allowed to suggest reasons for the mitzvahs, even though, again, the only reason we do it is because Hashem commanded to do so. Rambam says the reason is because Uru Yeshenim Mishinaschem. Awaken those who sleep from your slumber. So when one is not spiritually awake, it's considered that we're sleeping. We're sleeping spiritually. We might be alive physically, and we might be awake physically, but we're asleep spiritually, and for that there's a Tkiyas Shofar to awaken us spiritually, to realize what we're here for, to realize that we're here to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We're not here in this world for physicality. We're here to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So, what is the message of the Shofar? How does the Shofar get us to wake up? So the Baal HaTanya and many other Sfarim explain that there, within every Yid, there is a natural love to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's an inheritance that we have from Avram Avinu, that there is a natural love to the Rebbeinu Shleilam within each and every one of us. The Rambam says that is how there could be a mitzvah of Yahavta Hashem Lekecha. How can there be a mitzvah to love Hashem? You can't command a person to love. A person loves or a person doesn't love. How can you command a person to love? So the Rambam, because every Yid has a natural love to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Sometimes it's covered up with all kinds of junk. And the more love we have to physicality, the more love we have to our desires, the more that we will not, the further we are from accessing that love we have to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So in order for a person to be able to access and awaken that love that is just sleeping within us because we're not totally, we haven't accessed it, that love is asleep within us. The only way to do that is to forfeit, to negate any other love that we have, any other desire that we have, to forfeit that all for the sake of doing the Ratzon Hashem. As Chazal say, Batel Ritzoincha Mepnei Ritzoinai. negate your desires for Hashem's desire. When a person is prepared to forfeit their own Ratzon to Hashem's Ratzon, that is when that the Ratzon Hashem that lies within each and every one of us, that all of a sudden is awoken from its slumber. And that is the message of the Shofar. The blast of the Shofar tells us somehow that negate all of your Ratzonis, negate all of your desires, and that will automatically arouse and awaken the desire, the natural desire that we have to serve Hashem. That would be great. That's what we need to do. And we're going to soon see that. That's what we do every morning when we say, B'yodai afkidruchi. So perhaps this is what we're saying. Ruchi means my spirit, which means my desires. And what I'm saying is, B'yodai afkidruchi, Rabbi Nishtalam, I am forfeiting all of my desires to you, to your Ratzon. I'm doing so Be'ez Ishan. I'm doing so in a time when I'm spiritually asleep. And by doing so, Ve'a'ira, by doing so, I will be awakened. My true Ratzon will be awakened. Ve'yodai afkidruchi Be'ez Ishan, if I forfeit all of my desires while I'm spiritually asleep, Ve'a'ira, that is how I will be awakened. We find the concept that a person's, people say, and it's actually, there's sources for this, that a person's mazel is asleep. It says that Arizal says you shouldn't sleep on Rosh Hashanah so that your mazel shouldn't sleep all year round. What does that mean? And where does mazel come into the picture? We believe in luck? We don't believe in luck. We know that there's Ashkacha Pratis. Everything is designed from above. The answer is, as the Chavis Alvavis explains, that a person, every Yid, needs to trust wholly, wholeheartedly in Hashem. Hashem will provide all matters of Gashmias will be provided from the Rebbeinu Shleidim. Whether it's Parnasa, whether it's Shidduchim, whether it's any type of Gashmias that we have comes from above. And we have to trust in that. If a person places their trust in natural causes, then the Rebbeinu Shlom says, you know what? If that's what you want to trust in, I'm going to let the natural causes lead you. And that's not what a Yid wants. Nature is controlled by mazel. Nature is for so those who trust in Teva, those who trust in nature, will be controlled by mazel. And if their mazel is asleep, then they're out of luck. So what does the Yid need to do? V'yodai afkidruchi. We need to declare to Rebbeinu Shleilam, I place myself totally in your hands. I am totally in your hands. Be'ez Ishan, when I see that my mazel is asleep, that's what a Yid needs to do. V'yodai afkidruchi. Realize, take yourself out of the mazel. Place yourself in the Rebbeinu Shleilam's hands, V'yodai, and you will see that it will all awaken. This is why Chazal tell us that kasha zivuga shalotam kikriyas yamsuf, and kasha mezanoisav shalotam kikriyas yamsuf. Where a person's zivug is as difficult as splitting the sea. Finding a person's shidduch is as difficult as splitting the sea. And one's parnasa is also as difficult as splitting the sea. Now who is this difficult for? Nothing's difficult for Hashem. So, and if it's talking about us, we didn't split the sea. So what are Chazal saying here? I believe what Chazal are telling us is that the sea did not split until Bnei Yisrael entered the sea, until their noses. And they realized that they were totally dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom. It was at that time that B'yodoy Afkidruchi, was at that time that they put themselves into the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands, that is when the sea split. It's a very difficult thing to do. We always want to be in control. We always feel that we need to be in control. And to totally give ourselves over into Hashem's hands is something very difficult. It's kasha. But that, if a person wants parnasa, if a person wants zivugin, and any other gashmias matter, it's necessary for a person to place themselves totally in Hashem's hands. If a person sees their mazel is sleeping, person needs to put themselves under the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands and they will awaken. Their mazel will awaken. And perhaps this is why we find that the Chazal even say so in the Medrash in Parashat Shmos. Chazal say that when Eliezer went to look for a shidduch for Rivka, for Yitzchak, he went to the Be'er. He went to the well. When Yaakov went to look for a shidduch, he went to the Be'er, he went to the well. That's where Rachel came. When Moshe went to look for a shidduch, he went to the Be'er, and the daughters of Yisrael came there. What's with the Be'er? Chazal don't say why. Be'er is an acronym for B'yodoy Afkid Ruchi. B'yodoy Afkid Ruchi. A person needs a zivug, a person needs parnasa, a person needs anything physical. The answer is B'yodoy Afkid Ruchi. Place yourself in the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands. And it's guaranteed that V'o'ira, it will awaken. Ve'imruchi giviyasi means, and along with my spirit, is my body. Hashem li v'lo yira. I think there's a very important message here. A person needs to realize that all of our physical matters have really no importance whatsoever unless they complement our spirituality. Our eating is not for the sake of eating, and our drinking is not for the sake of drinking, our sleeping is not for the sake of sleeping. We eat in order to have koyach to serve Hashem, and we drink to have koyach to serve Hashem, and we sleep to have koyach to serve Hashem, we work to have koyach to have the wherewithal to serve Hashem. We don't just do things just for what all the physical things that we do are not an end. They're a means to serve Hashem. They complement our avodas Hashem. Ve'im ruchi giviyasi, along with my ruach, along with my spirituality, comes my physical matters. Because I'll say, hane bavloi tipshoi, da'ochle nahame benahame. Because I'll say that the Babylonians are fools because they eat bread with bread. Whatever the Gemara means on a simple level is apparently they used to eat bread with bread. I don't know. But the Chassidish Sfarim explain that if you ask a Bavli or any other Goy, why do you eat? So you say, what do you mean, why I eat? Because I'm hungry. Okay, so what's wrong with being hungry? I can't function. Right, so you eat in order to function. And why do you need to function? I need to function so I can work. And why do you need to work? So that I have money. Why do you need money? Well, I need to buy food. Why do you need food? So I can eat. So it goes around in circles. You're eating to work and working to make food so you can eat more. So the Bavloim Ratib Shon, they fools, because the Achle Naham and Hama, they eat bread in order to eat bread. That's not how a Yid, that's not why a Yid is involved in physical matters. We're involved in physical matters to serve the Rabbanu Shlalem. V'imruchi giviyasi. The relationship that we have with the Rabbanu Shlalem, we know that the Rabbanu conducts himself towards us, mida keneged mida, measure for measure. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. I am to my beloved, my beloved is to me. If I conduct myself in all my physical matters in order to serve the Rabbanu Shlalem, meaning the Rabbanu Shlalem is my priority, my spirituality is my priority, v'imruchi giviyasi. So I'm looking out for the Rabbanu Shlalem. I'm looking out for my ruchnius. So the midah keneged midah for that is Hashem li. So Hashem now in turn looks out for my physical well-being. Since I'm looking out for my spiritual well-being, meaning my priority is the Rabbanu Shlalem, so then I become the Rabbanu Shlalem's priority. V'imruchi giviyasi, if my body is only there to complement my ruchnius, then Hashem li, then Hashem is there for me, v'lo'ira, and I have nothing to fear. Chazal tell us that Kol Yom V'Yom Yisrael Shel Adam is Gavur Olav. Yisrael Shel Adam is Gavur Olav V'Kol Yom. The Yetzahara of man overcomes the person every day. Meaning that Yetzahara is stronger than we are. If Hashem wouldn't be there to help us, we would never be able to overcome our Yetzahara. So, v'im ruchi gviyasi, meaning even though I have a spirit, but along with that comes a body. And my body is much stronger than my spirit. So what is the comfort? The comfort is Hashem li. Hashem is there for me. Lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Israel, if Hashem wouldn't be there to assist me, I wouldn't be able to overcome the Yetzirah. So after I realized, v'imruchi giviyasi, after I realized that despite my spirit, I still have a body that pulls me in the wrong direction, but Hashem li, Hashem is there for me, v'lo yira, so therefore I have nothing to fear. Because the Rabbeinu Shleilam is there to assist me. The Reb Tzaddik says that in order for a person to have that siyata d'shmaya, to have that heavenly assistance, to help a person overcome the Yetzirah, tefillah is necessary. A person must daven. Hashem should assist them. If a person doesn't daven, says Reb Tzaddik, then there is no assistance from heaven to help him overcome his Yetzirah, and one will not be able to overcome the Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah is stronger than we are. It is necessary to daven for that assistance. So perhaps Hashem li v'la'ira is a bit of a tefillah. Hashem li, Hashem, I'm asking you to be there for me. So v'lo'ira, so that I have nothing to fear. There's a this these words Biyalde Af Kedruchi come from a pasuk in Tehillim. Kapitel Lamed Aleph pasuk Vav. David HaMelech says, Biyaldcha Af Kedruchi, in your hand I place my spirit. Padisa Oisi Hashem Kelemes. You Hashem, the true God, you have redeemed me. The next pasuk says, Sonesi Hashem Rimhav Leishav. I despise the guards of the worthless guards. V'ani al Hashem betachti. I trust in Hashem. What's the continuation of the psukim? They tell a story of a certain individual that came to their Rav, Rebbe, and they said to their Rav that they would like to send their son to study and to go to college, to get a degree. So the Rav says, why do you want to send your son off to college? Do you have any idea what kind of nisyonis your son will face in college? Why don't you just allow him to sit in the Bismedesh and learn Torah? So the father says, because you know, I need to look out for my son. He's going to have a family. He's going to have children. He's going to need to support his children. So the Rav says, who said he's ever going to get married? So he said, Rebbe, what do you mean? The Rebbe Shlom is going to help. He's going to get he'll find the shidduch and get married. All right, so let's say he's going to get married. Who said he's going to have kids? Rebbe, how can you talk like that? The Rebbe Shlom is going to help. They're going to have kids. So he says, I don't get it. The Rebbe Shlom is going to help that he doesn't find the shidduch. And the Rebbe Shlom is going to help him. He's going to have kids. But the Rebbe Shlom can't help him have parnasa. You have to do that? You have to arrange for the parnasa? This is, I believe, what David HaMelech is saying. When it comes to spiritual matters, we're very eager to entrust the Rebbeinu Shlalom with those. When it comes to ruach, when it comes to spiritual matters, we're all in your hands. Says David HaMelech, Sonesi Hashoimrim Avle Shavu. When it comes to physical matters, then we have to have shoimrim, we need to have guards to guard all our physical needs, that all of a sudden we're in charge. Says David, Sonesi Hashem Rimhalishav, Vahaniel Hashem Batachti. I trust in Hashem totally. Just like I trust with him, I trust him when it comes to Ruchnias, I trust him when it comes to Gashmias. And that's perhaps what we're saying here also. Yodayav Kidruchi. I entrust Hashem with my soul when I go to sleep. I trust him that I'm going to wake up in the morning. And just like I trust him with my ruach, I trust him with my body. Hashem li, because the Rebbeinu Shlalom is always there for me. I have nothing to fear, not beruchnias and not begashmias. The Rebbeinu Shlalom will always be there for me. There's a lot more to be said about this, but time does not allow it. We have to Hashem, next week we will begin with the Baruch Berachas HaShachar. We'll try to do at least one bracha per week. So we're at the Shem next Wednesday night.